Hey there, welcome to this month's execution plan, which is titled How to Structure and Land Profitable Retainer Agreements. So let's get right to it. What is a retainer agreement? Well, a retainer agreement in its most basic form is simply an agreement where a client pays you a fixed sum of money every month in order to retain your services. It's very common in professions that are very hourly rate driven, professions like the law, business consulting, public relations, and many others. Now, traditionally, what it allows the client to do is to reserve you as the service professional for a fixed amount of time or for a certain amount of work every month. They know they can count on you to deliver on time because you've agreed to be available to provide them with a specific set of services or a certain amount of time. Now, as a freelance writer or copywriter, it can be a great arrangement because it adds predictability and stability to your income. Knowing that that's going to come in every month, it's a very nice thing to have in a profession that's, you know, typically all about variable income. And because of the recurring nature of the work, it gives you an opportunity to get really, really good at delivering quality work for the client and to do it more and more efficiently every month as you progress through the engagement, the agreement with the client, which in turn increases your internal hourly rate on your work for that client. By internal hourly rate, I'm talking about essentially what you're earning on an hourly basis, even if you're not charging by the hour. So the more efficient you get for work, that you're still keeping your fees the same, right? So if there's a certain amount you're billing every month, then you're able to essentially net a greater internal hourly rate. So let's say that a white paper that may have taken you 30 hours to complete when you first began working with that client on a retainer basis could end up taking you just 20 hours to complete, let's say 3 or 4 months later, when writing a similar piece that's about the same length. And if you structure your agreement correctly, as we'll talk about here in this plan, that can mean a bunch more money in your pocket. Now, let's talk about the traditional retainer agreement approach and why I don't like it. So your traditional retainer agreement, the one that many of us have heard of or the one you typically see out there, goes something like this. You agree to give the client X number of hours at a specific rate. For example, 20 hours a month at $100 an hour. Now, that sounds good on the surface, but there are a number of problems with this model. The first problem is that it forces you to become a time tracker. You're selling hours, and it's all about tracking the hours that you're selling and providing to the client. It also places way too much focus on time and not on value. So it places it on effort and not on deliverables or in some cases on results. So on months where you just didn't spend your full 20 hours, then the question becomes whether or not you carry over those hours. And even if your agreement states that those hours are lost when not used, it just creates an environment where some clients start obsessing over this and just become disappointed in what they're getting or not getting from you. They feel like they're wasting their money on months when they didn't use all their hours. So there's just a lot of problems there. It just always leads to just bad stuff. The other problem is that it places way too much emphasis on an hourly rate. And if you're like me and don't like quoting by the hour, this can be a problem. It forces you to reveal an internal hourly rate that you may not want others to see. You know, in my case, if I told some of my prospects or even some of my clients that I strive to earn $250 an hour or more, they would laugh. Or they would run, or some of them would laugh and run at the same time. So let's talk about the qualities of a winning retainer agreement. Those are the things that I don't like in the traditional models you see out there. So what would make a great agreement? So the best retainer agreements are those that focus on exclusivity and availability for the client. They also take the focus away from hours and puts it into getting good things done or getting results depending on what kind of work you're doing, how you position your value, et cetera. But the point there is that it takes it away from selling your time and from the time the client is getting from you and puts it into the deliverables you're providing or the results you're providing for the client. It also gives the client budgeting predictability, which is huge. I mean, clients don't have an open checkbook. Many clients don't feel comfortable with that. So it allows them to see and be able to predict and budget for your services. It takes out most of the risk for the client. Risk is a big thing. And anytime you can mitigate the risk to the client, that's always a good thing. It's also hassle-free for both parties. So if you can structure one where it's just kind of easy, straightforward, there's not a lot of loopholes or complicated terms and conditions, you know, that's always great, right? For you, as we've mentioned, it gives you income predictability. So if you can structure an agreement that you know what you're getting every month, that's always awesome. And we've talked about this one already. The best agreement is one that could enable you to boost your internal hourly rate as you progress in that client engagement. And of course, one that makes you even more valuable to your client and locks you in as kind of the resource they want to go with and they want to stick with because you just become way too valuable, then that would be an amazing agreement to have. And gosh, what if you could have more leverage when negotiating with new clients? Wouldn't that be great? Well, the right agreement, a winning agreement, allows you to do that. And here's the biggest reason why. If you have one or two of these agreements in place, you have that income predictability, everything we've just talked about is in place, when a new opportunity comes in, you're not going to make a bad decision because you're desperate or you really need the work or you need the cash flow, right? You're going to be in a position of strength and you're going to be able to negotiate a better deal for yourself. You're going to be able to pick and choose clients and opportunities that are a better fit for you instead of taking things just because of the situation you're on. So if that sounds good to you, I know it's always sounded great to me, and I'm going to teach you exactly how I've structured these agreements in the past so that you can create these sorts of situations. So I'll see you in this next session, and we'll get down to the nitty-gritty.